This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Waterlogged parts of the Northeast could be in for even more rain, including in New Jersey, where two people were killed in flash flooding earlier this week. Here's ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee.
We just got that super saturated historic rain for some in the Northeast, and this afternoon we've got more slow-moving thunderstorms. So Northwest New Jersey on flood alert, 2-inch-per-hour rainfall rates coming again this afternoon.
There's a tropical storm system forming in the Gulf that could develop into a tropical storm or possibly a hurricane, bringing a lot of rain to Louisiana. Still 0% containment in the Grand Canyon wildfire that destroyed historic buildings and structures along the North Rim. That and another Grand Canyon fire believed to have been started by lightning. President Trump doesn't want to talk about Jeffrey Epstein anymore, but many of his supporters are demanding answers. Some continue to accuse the Justice Department of breaking a promise to release everything it has on Jeffrey Epstein. House Speaker Mike Johnson joining that. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Milwaukee bans the sale of hemp derivatives to minors. An ordinance passed Tuesday prohibits the sale of any products with THC Delta 8 and Delta 10 to anyone under age 21. The Milwaukee Common Council acted after two children ate some Delta 8 gummies at a convenience store last year and got sick. A 10-year-old is accused of starting a fire at a Milwaukee-area Walmart. Fox 6 Milwaukee reports the fire started Monday night at a Franklin Walmart. Store video shows shelves engulfed in flames before fire suppression systems kicked in. Damage estimates could reach several million dollars. And crews will remove a failing bridge over the Mississippi River in southwest Wisconsin this fall. The bridge at Lansing, Iowa, is the only connection for 60 miles, but it must be demolished to continue work on a replacement. The Iowa DOT says the old bridge is just too close to the new bridge to let it stay in place.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible later today and again tonight, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. Otherwise, today will be warm and muggy with a high in the mid to upper 80s tonight, upper 50s tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and cooler with a high in the low 70s. Your bathroom need a remodel? Get what you've always wanted for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower. Call today 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily, 8:03 on Wednesday morning. Morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. Tommy Two Tone on Max FM.
Jenny, who can I turn to? You give me something I can hold.
Danny, I got no number connected to our community like no one else.
We are your hometown station.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. Thank you to Jacqueline from Madison for your request of Lady Gaga. I'm paying attention to all the different screens. We didn't want to miss that for you today. Speaking of pay attention, we are paying attention to our weather forecast today. This morning, it is going to be turning cloudy, and starting anywhere between noon and 5 p.m., showers and thunderstorms are likely. Now, it's possible that some of these storms this afternoon could be severe, possibly damaging winds. Hail is a small possibility, and there's a possibility of an isolated tornado and heavy rainfall. I do expect this to turn into a watch at some point, just based on looking at everything with the various models, and when that does happen, we will break into programming and let you know about that. And if we do go to a warning situation in the listening area, we will start live coverage during that as well. So, again, now it's time to be prepared. Possible severe thunderstorms this afternoon with a high of 84. Tonight, those showers and thunderstorms will taper off, turning cloudy with a low of 59. Tomorrow, gradually clearing, sunny and beautiful, a high of 72. Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 77. On Saturday, those showers and thunderstorm chances return, mostly cloudy with a high of 80. Sunday, a slight chance of showers, partly sunny, a high of 78. Currently, 67 degrees and cloudy outside the Weicker Great Day Building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak, Emily.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for bringing that weather in always like you do. I do appreciate that, you know, we have a crew that is constantly telling us what's going on with the weather. As we know in Wisconsin, we can't say this enough, it changes in a heartbeat. So it's really helpful to be always, kept current on what's happening with the systems, because as we know, it can turn upside down in a hot second around here. So summertime, wintertime, there's always stuff happening up in the sky that is going to affect your day, and we want to be able to stay on top of that. So we do appreciate our meteorologists and the liaisons in between them, like Dave Grant, myself, and all the people that are on the radio in real time. So thank you.
You bet. We do keep tabs on this because we do have expert meteorologists on staff. We're very fortunate to have that. And I do weather forecasting. I'm not a meteorologist, just so we're all on the same page. Because I had someone ask me that while we were at the fair the other day. I said, I'm just a weather forecaster is all I am. So I rely on our meteorologists for their expertise every day because they're trained in this. And there's a lot of training that goes into weather forecasting and meteorology, quite honestly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I just want to be clear, since one time we had an extra special guest on with us in the morning show, Dave likes to call himself a nowcaster, not a forecaster. He gets very uncomfortable with anything past about 2 days. So just you know, because it changes it quickly.
It
so nowcaster, and then like tomorrow caster maybe in the next day, but that's it. No 5 day out.
No.
You know, he doesn't want to be held accountable.
No, I will
just
go.
We just want real information.
A few days out, but yeah, it can change pretty quickly. And even with this system, this morning coming into this afternoon, it has changed a couple of times, even from the overnight and into the early morning hours. When I looked at this about 2:30 in the morning, you could definitely see that we're looking at it, that possibility, and those chances increased around 6:30 this morning. So I've been keeping tabs on this pretty much all night because it looked like we were going to see it, you know, late last night as I was watching, then those chances just keep increasing. And I'm looking at our radar right now. It looks like the majority of stuff is way over to our west right now, probably in the Rochester, Minnesota area. And that is a system that we're keeping tabs on. We're very fortunate to have a higher-end radar in studio. And right now, everything that's in that Rochester area is non-severe levels. There's no watches that I can see right now in that area. So we'll see what happens. But farmers market is happening right now. It's dry out there. Get out there now and enjoy that. Now, everyone can agree
absolutely
that one of the best parts about the new Superman movie is Krypto, Superman's foster dog, Emily.
Yeah, I've not seen the movie yet, so I'm really excited to actually go through this. I mean, obviously, it's a big thing. You know, there's a lot of media surrounding it. The new actor is getting some good accolades who plays Superman. And, of course, I mean, I feel like that would be one of the most intense roles in terms of, like, if you do a good job or not. Like, you can't roll into a Superman character and, like, fail at that. Like, it's
no,
Superman.
It's
like, you need
Superman,
to, like,
right,
win at that. It's Superman. It's a such, yeah, there's just way too much pressure. So it sounds like the guy's doing a good job, and he's got some accolades, like I said, and some thumbs up about what. But anyways, it's really I really love this article, and I want all of you to think about when we talk about on Mondays, you know, the Sauk County Humane Society and the pets that we've specifically spoken about when we talk through this, because this is great. This is great news. This is a great trend, and hopefully it's going to spread through our area, too, so we can get some of those sweet animals adopted that we talk about every Monday.
Exactly. Okay, I do want to just interrupt real quick from the National Weather Service. Due to the potential of severe thunderstorms, Dave, the routine weekly test of the NOAA weather radio has been postponed until noon on Thursday, July 17th. So if your weather radio goes off today, it is for a real warning, and it's not a test. Sorry, that just came in from the National Weather Service, so we do need to pass those things along. And back to our increase in adoption thanks to Superman. It's no coincidence that since the movie came out, there's been an increase in Google searches about pet adoption. The phrase, adopt a dog near me, Emily, has increased 513%.
That is so exciting. 513%. Like, I still sometimes get miffed when it's like over 100%. I'm like, how's that possible? But I know how that's possible. I'm just, you know, a moment in the brain of dot, 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 Emily. So anyways, that's great news. There was also a 163% increase in, quote, quote, rescue dog adoption near me, and a 299% increase in adopt a schnauzer, because Crypto is a mutt, but he shares some resemblance to a schnauzer. I do have to say, he also shares some resemblance to my king. So just so you guys know, and who was a rescue dog, who is white and fluffy and has superpowers. Not sure what Crypto's got going on, but my dog does some things that I think could put him in the movies. But anywho, he was created by CGI, but was modeled after director James Gunn's own rescue dog, Ozu. So this dog is based in reality, and please do continue to let this interest, you know, spurn everyone's interest out there in adopting a rescue dog or going to a shelter. Gunn heard about the surge in dog adoption interest and said, quote, "This film has been a barrage of blessings for me. This one may be the greatest. Ozu has no idea of this happening, but if he did, he would be proud."
That brings a tear to my eye. That is so lovely. So,
again, dogs are so powerful and they don't even know it.
They are. I will say this right now. Dogs are very powerful. They know when you're not yourself. I can attest to this personally. We have a very active Springer Spaniel, and he now sleeps with me in our new, my new bedroom, aka the living room. And he's been staying out there with me. And last night he went into the bedroom with Wendy, and I'm like, okay. He wants to be on the comfy bed. I'm not going to let him, you know, I'm going to let him do his thing. He's happy to be in there. You know, he can stay in there and be comfortable. He made it 5 minutes and he was back out in the living room with me last night, Emily.
Aww.
And I was struggling sleeping.
They look out for us.
They do. And he knew I was struggling sleeping. And so he was trying to lay by my feet and try to keep me sleeping last night, which was not successful, unfortunately. But he knew. It was interesting because I thought, oh, he's laying in my spot in the bedroom. On my pillow, he's so comfy. I'm like, I'm not going to disturb him. He can sleep in there. I'll be fine by myself. Nope. Not even 5 minutes later, he was out in that living room with me all night long, keeping tabs on me. Those dogs are special, and I'm very fortunate to have this one in our life because he was so active. And I'm like, okay, something with him is just, you know, he's not a cuddler, not a snuggler. But all of a sudden, he's like, yep, Dave's not sleeping. I'll stay in the same room as him.
No.
Yes.
He's such a good boy. We've got some dogs with some strong personalities. Shocking. Maybe they are matching their parents. Not sure. The jury's still out on that one. If you've got a dog who matches your personality, your energy, your looks, whatever it is, we've done some segments on how dogs, you know, historically, people have said they kind of look like their owners and how that is. And I guess there's some scientific proof there that people will actually look for dogs that have characteristics that in the dog world somehow match their own. It's very interesting. So if you've got a fun story about how your dog matches you, or cat for that matter, you never know. Please let us know, because I mean, we obviously focus a lot on animal stuff on this show. It's near and dear to both of our hearts, and we have, you know, lots of our own personal stories and experience with rescue animals and shelters and things like that. And we, of course, work with the Sauk County Humane Society all the time in terms of helping them get their animals taken care of, helping them get, you know, volunteers and employees in place, donations, etc. We're so happy to do that. So if you've got a fun story of anything that has to do with cats or dogs, pets, rescue, all that good stuff, or if you've seen Superman, let us know what you think of Crypto. We always like to hear about all the things that you think.
Most definitely. And again, for all the adoptable animals at Sauk Humane Society, go to saukhumane.org for that list of adoptable animals. Emily, you'll be back with us at 8:40 as we celebrate calendar days.
Yeah, there's some good ones, I'm have to say. I see a lot of food stuff, so this is going to be easy and fun for us. Looking forward to it.
Me too, me too. There's some good ones on here today. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. We are going to have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch, a Bear Boom Music by Bruce Springsteen on Max FM.
Looking for your new go-to spot? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we got your cravings covered with hot pizza, crispy chicken, and all your comfort foods you love, plus desserts. Check out the weekly deals. Kids eat for less on Tuesdays, Thursdays is wing nights, and $12.99 buffets Sunday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to close. We are at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo, or call us at 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, legendary food, local fun.
We'll look at some of the upcoming area events. Here's your Max FM community calendar. Enjoy another great night of Whitwind Concerts in the Campground series, this time with the band Michael Perry and the Longbeds. This will be Saturday, July 19th, starting at 6 p.m. Acoustic country and Americana. The campground opens 2 hours prior to the concert with concessions available, including homemade pies and ice cream. Be sure to bring your own blankets and lawn chairs. This is free to the public. It's the Whitwind Concerts in the Campground series. You can check out all the details at the Whitwind Concerts Facebook page. And Friends of Devil's Lake State Park has teamed with Kingfisher Yoga to offer yoga in the park classes. It's a great opportunity to start the day with a good stretch and a moment of relaxation, centering your mind and body to conquer the day ahead. This free event will be Saturday, July 19th, starting at 9 a.m. and going until 10 a.m. at the South Shore at Devil's Lake. As mentioned, it is a free event, but you do need a park sticker to enter the park. You can learn more about this event and all of the great things going on from the Friends of Devil's Lake by checking out their website, friendsofdevilslake.org. Again, this is Saturday, July 19th, 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. And the Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization will be hosting a pork chop dinner at the Reedsburg Area Historical Society Pioneer Log Village in Reedsburg. This will be on Sunday, July 20th, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. The meal includes 1 pound pork chop, baked potato, baked beans, coleslaw, dinner roll, cookie, milk, or water. $15 for a full meal or $10 for the pork chop only. This is a drive-through event and it's limited to the dinners available. More details can be found at booseniors.org, but this starts at 11 a.m., runs until 2 p.m. Again, Sunday, July 20th. It's the Basco Pork Chop Dinner at the RAHS Pioneer Log Village in Reedsburg.
The Birth Center at Reedsburg Area Medical Center invites you and your baby to fourth trimester support, held the second Wednesday of each month from 10:30 to noon in the Birth Center Family Lounge at RAMC. Get support from nurses and other moms, guest speakers, questions and answers, camaraderie, support for you on the journey with your newborn. The next fourth trimester support is this Wednesday. For more information, visit ReedsburgAreaMedicalCenter.com.
Just dancing. the mess with a little peace and some harmony. We'll take the world together, we'll take them by the hand.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:32 on Wednesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers a happy home with Handy Harry. Don't forget to check our big deal of the day. Shop local and say big at Max FM, bigdeals.com. Today only, half off a $20 certificate towards books at Main Street Books in Reedsburg. Today, that certificate is just $10. Main Street Books in Reedsburg has used books for sale and exchange. They also sell a variety of bookmarks, postcards, book pens, and other treasures. Main Street Books, quality used books, half the price, keeping the read in Reedsburg one used book at a time. Again, this $20 certificate is to be used towards any book in the store and can only be used for books. And that $20 certificate is just $10 today. Shop local and say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, a look at weather and music by Night Ranger on Max FM.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage.
This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For a heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff!
Another win for the National League. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the All-Star game ended after 9 innings, all tied up 6-6. So for the first time, instead of extra innings, they had a tiebreaker called a swing-off. Batters getting 3 chances to hit a home run. Kyle Schwarber of the Phillies got hot, hitting all 3 out of the park to lead the National League 4-3. It's only the second time in 12 years the NL has beat the American League in the Midsummer Classic. And Brewers pitchers Trevor McGill and rookie Jacob Mizorowski each able to play in the game. McGill retiring the batter he faced, the Miz, 3 out of 4, allowing just 1 hit. NBA, now that the Bucks have signed center Miles Turner, do they still need to add a shooting guard like Damian Lillard?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I like our team. I really do. I like all the guys that we brought back. Miles mentioned that it was those signings were intentional.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible later today and again tonight, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. Otherwise, today will be warm and muggy with a high in the mid to upper 80s tonight, upper 50s tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and cooler with a high in the low 70s. Your bathroom need a remodel? Get what you've always wanted for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower. Call today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
It's all fun and games.
Till somebody tells on us.
Maximum Hits.
99.7.
Max FM.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come. And you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you going, what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true. Motoring, watch out, price for flying. your motor in.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:40 on Wednesday morning. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast today. It will be cloudy. Afternoon shower and thunderstorm chances. Some of these storms could be severe. We're watching this system that could be moving in between noon and 5 p.m. today. This system has potential of heavy rainfall, damaging winds, possibility of hail, and even the possibility of a tornado. That is a small chance, but we are monitoring that system. And we'll provide updates through the morning and afternoon and break into programming if needed with a high of 84. Tonight, those shower and thunderstorms conclude with a low of 59. Thursday, gradually clearing with high of 72. Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 77. Currently 71 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios, Emily.
Yeah, what do you have any timing on when some of the severe weather is starting, or maybe I missed it?
Anywhere around noon to 5 p.m. is kind of what we're monitoring. Perfect. This afternoon, because we're watching the system, and we know that's in the Minnesota area right now, and so that's what we're keeping. That's kind of what I think, based on everything that I've been watching with the models and the forecast. Again, this has changed a couple of times. Last night, I looked at it in the late night hours, and then again, got up about 2:30 this morning and looked at it again, and then saw those chances increase. So anywhere between noon and 5 today for the listening area, and we'll keep tabs on. We do have our meteorologist on standby today, and I will break in if needed. It's one of those that I keep tabs on it with them, and then if need be, they'll hop on, depending on the severity of it as well. So, yeah, noon and 5 today.
Perfect. So what that means, folks, is that farmer's market is going on down on the square right on Oak Street across from our building. So go ahead and head down there, because it sounds like, like what Dave said, there may be severe weather coming, you know, earlier in the afternoon. So if you want to get your farmer's market goodies, go get them now. And also tomorrow evening at the Weicker Great Day building down in the lobby and around to the side banquet room, there will be the night market. So please come check those guys out. If there's weather, guess what? That one's inside. So that's a lot easier in terms of if it's rainy. So go support your local farmers, vendors, makers, and all of the like. Great Day Market is the social handle. So go ahead and check that out. And I think you'll be pleased. It's very much like the indoor market that we had over the winter. So it's a lot of the same, some new. So come and check it out tomorrow. That is, I believe, 5:30 to 9 or 5 to 9:30, one of the two. But either way, in those few hours span, you can catch some good makers, farmers, and local small vendors to support and share and buy their wares. Okay, so moving on to calendar days. Today is July 16th. There's so many fun days. I'm going to just go ahead and start with National Guinea Pig Appreciation Day. All right. So never had a guinea pig, but some of my friends did. So I do appreciate a guinea pig. I will tell a very small and strange story. And I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus. My father-in-law, who's no longer with us, I love you dearly, but you did have some weird things sometimes that you did with your kids' animals, and that they lived in Milwaukee County, and my father-in-law decided that he didn't want to deal with the kids having a guinea pig anymore, so he, quote, released it to its natural habit in one of the city parks in the city of Milwaukee.
Oh my.
So that is not a natural habit for a guinea pig. I'm hoping that guinea pig fared well. Kind of doubt it. But anyways, that was his quote. I'm releasing it to its natural habitat, which is in a park in the city of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's not showing appreciation for guinea pigs, folks. So don't
do
that, because they're not going to fare well.
No,
that's a true story. But you know what? Yeah.
Wow. And it's also
that explains anything.
Yeah, it does. It's also Fresh Spinach Day, and you can celebrate that by going to the farmer's market today. So, yes, fresh spinach
today.
Oh, yeah,
and you can give it to your guinea pig.
Yes, you can.
They like spinach.
Well, as long as they're not in their natural habitat. It's also, I don't know if guinea pigs like this, but it is also National Cherry Day today as well. So these cherries look very good, and, you know, so many different flavors of cherries out there. Oh my gosh, I've got some Rainier cherries sitting at home in the fridge I'm thinking about right now. I'm always thinking about food, so there's nothing new there.
Yeah, you know what? They're in full swing right now. We have a beautiful bag of fresh cherries, too, that we were eating last night. So, yeah, they're very good. Hey, folks, and fun fact, if you've never tried ground cherries, that's a whole nother ball of fruit. that's not what the thing is. But they're so different and so delicious. Just so look them up or see if you can ask the farmers today at the farmer's market if they have any grounded cherries, because they are a whole different deal and they are just as delicious as the kind that grow in trees. Fun fact. It is also just so not going along with the lines of all our very fresh and healthy food. It's National Hot Dog Day. So whatever. Put some spinach on your hot dog and cherry sauce. I don't know. That's probably, well, that could be good.
It could be, good.
Like, a chutney or like a salsa that's got some cherries in it on a hot dog. That actually could probably be really good.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be delicious.
What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
I mean,
good.
And I've got some hot dogs sitting in the fridge at home I can't wait to try out as well. And Wendy says we've got ground cherries growing in our garden right now as we speak. So,
ooh, Wendy, you're amazing. Ground cherries are so good.
I didn't even know.
There's a lot you don't know.
Well, considering I have not been out doing any of the yard work, yes, it's been interesting. So, yeah, I do miss that. And so, yeah, ground cherries. Can't wait to try those out. This one I kind of need today. It's National Personal Chef Day today. You know, you maybe think about that homemade meal. Personal chefs are celebrated on Personal Chef Day. That would be such a treat. Probably more so for my lovely wife, who's had to do a lot of the extra cooking and pick up the slack, because I have now figured out how I can do some simple meals one-handed, but not the easiest tasks. So if anyone's got any thoughts on that, text me. Let me know. 608-355-9970. Personal chef doesn't seem like a bad idea once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, that could be a really neat gift for someone, right? Like, I do know some people that, some chefs that have kind of switched gears and gotten out of the restaurant industry and started their own, essentially, traveling personal chef business. And so you can hire them, and they come in with, a sous chef and set up a whole table and do, like, the whole, basically turn your dining room, living room, outdoor space into a fine dining experience and cook for you in your kitchen and then clean up. So there's people out there that do that. That would be a super awesome gift for someone for like a birthday or anniversary. So keep that in mind. You can just look them up. But if you have any questions, I know one particular one that just would blow your mind. So if you have interest in that, let me know and I can send you his information. Today is also National Wedding Invitation Day. And I really love this because wedding invitations tend to still, you know, kind of float in the traditional. So, you know, a lot of ways that people invite things to people nowadays is, you know, you just get a text or maybe a social media invite or an email. But I really like that weddings tend to still have beautiful paper invitations with the beautiful inserts that then you can send back. And I really kind of like that thing because there's something about stationery and beautiful cards and getting something in the mail that, whether or not it's something from my childhood or just something that is beautiful, that is nice to be able to do and receive, that's what's fun about wedding invitations. They still tend to do it that way, most people. And so I appreciate that that is being honored today.
Most definitely. And this one, I had a little bit of fun to start early this morning. It is Artificial Intelligence Appreciation Day, or AI Appreciation Day. We celebrate that on July 16th each year. With discoveries in science, tech, and healthcare, AI offers the possibility of a more evolved future. And AI tools already are all over the market trying to make human life easier sometimes. So there's
sometimes.
Right. Well, you have to be careful with it because there are some times that you get stuff back from that and you're like, yeah, is that really right? I mean, or you get Alexa that doesn't always get things right as well. And, you know, I mentioned earlier when we were joking this morning that 1 in 5 Americans secretly use AI at work. And so, you know, you got to be careful with it. You don't want to put confidential stuff in it or anything along those lines. So it has a place, but you just have to make sure you're using it in the right place today. Emily, you're going to be back with us tomorrow morning, 7:10, for your favorite day of the week, Thursday.
Thursday. It is my favorite day of the week. It's so much putting the things of the week behind you and looking forward to Friday, which is a great day, and also the weekend. So Thursdays are a great kind of teeter-totter into the more maybe relaxed part of your week. So, teeter-totter. I think that's a good image. I like that. I'm a huge fan of teeter-totters from back in the day. I'm glad they don't have those as much anymore because those things were super dangerous. There was a lot of like mean jokes played on people on the teeter-totters, and I know you know what I'm talking about. So I'll just leave it at that. Those of us that are out there from Gen X and before, remember the teeter-totter play and keep that in the past because some of that stuff really hurt some kids. There was some people flying through the air. Some people get, okay, enough of that. So I'm sure hopefully everyone's having a nice laugh about that is behind us and we survived teeter-totters on the playground. Yeah, fun stuff. Anyways, everybody have a really great Wednesday. Stay away from the teeter-totters. Appreciate your guinea pigs. And move forth with kindness and lead with your best foot forward.
Sounds good. I'll be hanging around to 11 o'clock this morning, and I will not be on the teeter-totter. Well, this chair is kind of teeter-tottering right now, so we'll be checking that out. But I'll be here till 11. Emily will be back with us tomorrow morning at 7:10. The morning show is brought to you by Andy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Andy Harry. Coming up, our 50-minute music hour continues with Def Leppard on Max FM.
Today's big deal of the day, Main Street Books. This downtown Reedsburg gem celebrates 17 years of providing the best in used books to the community. Their bargain cart is always available to help you support local causes. Keeping the Reed in Reedsburg one book at a time, visit Main Street Books. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com right now and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
It's time to relax, enjoy some extra sunshine, and bring your family to Baraboo's Concerts on the Square. This Thursday evening, enjoy Charanga Agosa from 7 to 9 p.m. Charanga Agosa, a charanga ensemble based in Madison, was formed in 2009. They play charanga, a dance-oriented musical genre that originated in Cuba at the turn of the 20th century and peaked in the 1950s. Sponsorship info at baraboo concerts on the square.com. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
Your future is built one step at a time, and at the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we're here to walk with you. This is Kathy Mackesy, and whether you're saving for your first family vacation or planning for retirement, we provide personalized support for every stage of life.
Step into a brighter future with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Member FDIC.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Max FM, ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say